Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the Power of Positive Purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, again thanking you for starting your day with me today. To begin our lesson this morning, I would like to share with you three affirmations from the Science of Mind textbook by Dr. Ernest Holmes. As you listen to them, allow yourself to become one with them, and we will use it as a launching pad into our greater idea of self today. Dr. Holmes says, "A song of hope. My life is in thee, O inner peace and inner presence. I look upon thee, and hope springs forth into realization. O hope within me, underlying evidence of good, thou doest completely hold me in thy loving embrace, and from this fond caress assurance shall be born, and confidence and love. My hope is in thee. Be still and know. Be still and know that I am God. I am still in thy presence. I am quiet and peaceful. And I put my trust in thee. A great stillness stills over me, and a great calm quiets my whole being as I realize thy presence. The heart knows of thee, O Most High within. It is still in thy presence, and it puts its whole confidence in thee alone. In thy presence, I am still. Cast aside all doubt. Cast aside all doubt, O soul of mine, and be unafraid, for thy power is from on high. He who sitteth in the heavens shall be thy companion. Thou need not fear. Come forth, O Spirit, from within, and express thyself through me, and let not my doubts hinder thy approach. My faith shall go forth to meet thee, and my confidence shall embrace thee. My waiting thoughts shall bid thee welcome to my house of love, and joy shall accompany me and accompany us through all the ages yet to come. I lay aside all fear and doubt." The words of Dr. Ernest Holmes. My friends, what we talk about every week here is the concept of the deity that is too universal to be defined by doctrine, too impersonal to be limited by dogma, yet too loving to refuse anyone. It is everywhere at once. We are in the heart of it all the time. The realization of this is freedom in action. It allows us to move forth in a new and beautiful way every day and every moment of every day. In Luke 21:18, it says, "But there shall not a hair on thy head perish," meaning that everything is everything else. As Dr. Holmes says on page 189 of the Science of Mind textbook, we must know that truth produces freedom because truth is freedom. Someone came to me a while back with a question, with a request, and the request was we treat that, or pray that they would demonstrate the money to pay their bills. And I said, no, the bills have become your reason for making money. What we need to do is treat for freedom and accept freedom. Freedom to receive on time, give on time, that all our needs are met and we know it. On time. This is true of anyone who lets go and lets the beautiful be their way at the level of freedom. It was Paul who wrote to his young friend Timothy 2,000 years ago, and in the letter he said, "God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." A sound mind. Not a confused mind, a mind living at the level of comfortable nonsense, a mind that looks for excuses for not changing for the better. If you want an excuse to maintain your unhappiness in any way, you'll find that excuse and you will maintain the unhappiness. Why not find a reason for change for the better, if that is needed in your life? What Paul is telling us in this idea that this that made us out of itself did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. What he's saying here is that we need to remember that there is a power, to remember that our needs are met, to remember that if we are a problem looking for a place to happen, we will find it. So our challenge is to change our mind and become an answer looking for a place to happen, and we find it. You see, my friends, the spirit in you is not subject to any kind of threat. It is not subject to any past performance. It was Thomas Chord who said very clearly, precedent is something we need to look at because principle is not bound by precedent. It doesn't matter how you have used the power that you are in action up to now. The change for the better is only waiting for you to change in the now you're in. You see, it is only the outer ego, the vanity, and the smallness of our concept of ourself that creates a smallness in our living experience. The ego is divine. Go within and know that you are greater than you think you are. And when you know this and know you know it, you will also know, if you know it correctly, that everyone else is the same power in action. We're just using it at the level of our understanding. So with all thy getting, get the understanding, what of a greater idea of yourself. You see, if you are going to live by the code of limitation, then what you need to do is allow yourself to get ready to accommodate limitation. But if you change your mind and know with God all things are possible, and honor the spirit within you, you will find that you will not be subject to any kind of harm, that any kind of situation that needs to change for the better. Health, happiness, prosperity, success, your talent expressing, whatever it is, the change for the better is moving forth, and the abiding spirit that is you in action is ready, willing, and able to experience its projection into your world of form in a whole new and greater way as you let go and let it happen. Don't try to make it happen. Don't make a deal with the universe. Don't beg it to change its mind about you. All it's saying to you is change your mind about yourself and change will happen as you experience. Now, affirm abiding in spirit is my protection against what? It is my protection against limited ideas of yesterday, the nonsense of yesterday, the confusion, doubt, and fear of yesterday, because that's the only thing we need to be saved from. As Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out once, the only thing we really need to be saved from is people trying to save us, because nothing can save us from ourselves but ourselves. You see, the people who think they're saved and no one else is saved are people who have to build walls around themselves and have the unsaved on the other side of the wall in order to justify their experience. My dear friends, again, listen to the wisdom. You do not need to be saved from anything but your own nonsense. We are dealing with universal intelligence, and the only way to deal with it is intelligently. Your consciousness of spirit develops protection against every kind of threat. Disease, dis-ease, happens because of diseased thinking. Words cannot wound you. Somebody else's opinion cannot affect you. Someone else's experience and whatever they are giving has to return to them before you react to them. Think about what you want to return to you and act accordingly. Know that the good within you goes from you and only good returns to you. That's the way it works. What you sow, you reap, not someone else. So my challenge to you today, my friends, is to look upon the world, your world today, and believe in the evidence you see of God's intelligence and power moving through every phase of your world, beginning with you. Allow yourself today to look inward, believing in the wholeness and the perfection of the Spirit within you, right here and right now. Look to the highest God and the innermost God, and sense the one God that is everywhere at once. You are moving from it, through it, to it all the time. Know this and act like you know it. Know today that you live and move and have your being in this infinite intelligence, and its life is your life. In this faith, what happens? In this faith, you enter into the day's activity, and you enter into it with confidence, confidence of accomplishment, the accomplishment of every good desire you have, because you see, my friends, the desire you have within you is nothing more than the divine urge to express more. Never try to eliminate your desire. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 88 of the Science of Mind textbook, when he's talking about our nature, the nature of our being, he says the body of the universe is the result of the thought of spirit operating through the medium of soul. Let's look at that for a minute. If we are going to honor our divine urge, the desire within us, then honor it by knowing there is only one life, and it expresses as creator, as creation, and as the method of creativity. Now think about that for a minute. This is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. This is cause and effect and the way it happens. You see, everyone everywhere, my friends, is of the same nature. Everyone. What are we told? I will condemn thee when the sun no longer shines on you and the wind no longer blows in your face. My friends, the sun is shining on the Muslim, the Christian, the Jew, Islam, Buddhist, Baptist, Hindu, Sikh. It's everywhere at once. And whatever God you believe in, you will prove that God to yourself. The challenge is to follow the great, the good, and the wise who move beyond limited definitions of God to the one God. The mystics of every age and every religion have all agreed with each other. And what did they agree with? They agreed with the understanding that we are a conscious mind in action, and the all-knowing spirit within us, as us, created a body to live in a way it never created it before, and that is you and me. As Emerson said, if there were two of anything, there wouldn't be any use for one of them. He also pointed out that imitation is suicide. So our challenge is to know over and over again that the consciousness that we are in action is free to manifest in a new and wonderful way every day. You see, we are the realization of life, and if we're going to move through the experience of consciousness and we make a choice, then we know that the choice we make moves into the soul or the law of mind. This is the subjective mind, our law within us. And the idea that we have is then acted upon. The ideas we have in consciousness is acted upon, and it becomes form. It becomes our life. It becomes our experience. Wherever our mind goes, we create a world to live in at the level of our decision. Now, you and me being part of one thing, not many things, the realization that God in the human as the human is the human, God in you as you is you, God in me as me is me, It's not somewhere outside of us. We are told by the master teacher Jesus 2,000 years ago, we could look low here, though there for it. It is where? Within us. Now, what you and I are has to be described in terms of the beautiful, but if we're going to understand ourselves, we can understand ourselves by describing ourselves in terms of a mind, soul, and body. Now, we can look at objective or conscious mind, and we realize that in the objective and conscious mind, we initiate ideas. The soul then moves forth, and the initiated ideas move into the subjective mind, soul, or law, and we do this to implement the idea in such a way that it produces the body which is the living temple through which the completion of a spirit moves in you and me and everyone. Together, these three are the human experience. These three things. They constitute our being. They constitute our expression. So, my dear friends, if we seek to become what we call a better person, all we have to do is learn how rightly to make use of the creative process or the creativity within us.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you're hearing, you might also enjoy watching our videos on YouTube. Every week we post new Sunday lectures by Dr. J. Scott Neal, Reverend Dr. Cynthia Cavalcanti Neal, Reverend Lacey Atkinson, Reverend Mary Jo Sperry, and Reverend Darlene Sykes. We truly have some of the best speakers and teachers on metaphysics in Northern California. So check us out on YouTube by searching under CSL Fremont. You can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter under the same name. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Judge Thomas Troard wrote a great book I recommend to all of you, The Creative Process in the Individual. You are the creative process of God. You think it, it becomes experience. We are told in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What does that mean? It means that if you allow yourself the purity of this understanding, you will see God in everything and everyone. This is what namaste means. The God in me greets the God in you. Namaste. Namaste. Dear people, the power that is available to you is absolute. There is no spot where it is not. It is absolute. It is infinite. It is everywhere at once. It knows no limitation. Divine life within you, as you, is expressing itself. And if you let go and let it happen, it makes your good made manifest. It heals in the outer what needs to heal, because in truth, there is nothing to heal. There's only an idea to change. So my challenge to you today is to let go and trust it. And stop trying to be something apart from it. It is everything you are. Let go today and let God, infinite intelligence, divine life, the Atman, whatever you want to call it, let it express through you and in the completeness of its action right now. Know that you do not want for any good thing, that everything you need is right where you are. All of your needs are met on time, in the right way. You don't need to suffer, as the world defines suffering, but if you go to the ultimate definition of suffering, you find that the definition is to change. Well, as we've talked about before here, and anyone who thinks about it knows that the only thing in the universe that will never change is change itself. Dr. Ernest Holmes points out on page 107 of the Science of Mind textbook, the world is beginning to realize that it has learned all it should through suffering and pain. Now, what if you said this morning, I've learned everything I need to learn from the pain I've been through in the past. I've learned everything I need to learn from the negative experiences I've had in the past, and today I'm going to zip my lip and stop telling my story about it. And here's why you need to do that. It's very simple. If you want to change your life, stop telling your story. You see, there's no universal power anywhere in any experience that has anything to do with limitation, doubt, or fear. There's no power in the universe seeking to express itself in suffering. There's no power out there in the universe somewhere that wants you to suffer, that wants you to be afraid, that wants you to be alone, that wants you to be unhappy. The power in the universe is God, infinite mind, and there is no second power. There's not God and something else. Now, why do people suffer in the outer? They do so because their civilizations, their philosophies, their religions have wandered off of the divine path in such a way that they're neglecting the nature of the infinite. And they have believed themselves to be separate from God, separate from truth, separate from love. And if you believe you're separated, you will never be separated, but you will give yourself a separating experience. You know, it's like, and I think I've used this illustration before, Dr. Holmes said once that when they proved the world was round, there were still people who believed it was flat, said it did not flatten out the world because they believed it, but they did have a flat experience on a round world. Now, infinite nature is ready and willing and able to become anything you let it become. And what you need to know is that you are one with it. And then you need to learn how to live as the one lives in action as you. This is why in religious science, in the Centers for Spiritual Living, in Unity and Divine Science, we all have classes that we teach. And I recommend a class if you've had first year Science of Mind 100 or a first year class or a foundation class in a religious science church, go back and take it again. I promise you, if you have grown in consciousness, when you take it again, it'll be a different class. Why? Because we do not teach what to think. All we're doing is teaching how to think from oneness. And since you think from oneness and things change, then your oneness has a new opportunity to demonstrate itself in your life by means of your understanding in a new and healthy way. But somebody says, well, I'm in pain. Why is that? Well, every pain in every human being is the result of some fear of lack, some belief in limitation. They have allowed themselves to believe that they are limited in some way. See, infinite intelligence, my friends, can be the author of only good. And if we want to use just a little bit of it, then that's what it'll give us. Because what it does is it gives to itself by means of us, because we are it in action. And we cannot let go and let any more happen in our life than we believe can happen. We suffer through our ignorance of our oneness with God. We experience limitation through our ignorance of our oneness with God. But any person today or any day can make a decision. They can decide right now, and I'll challenge you to decide right now, today, as you start your day, to reject the whole history of human suffering and accept in your heart right now God's love, the love of the infinite. And the power of that love will do what? It will then heal any particular thing that needs to be healed, any particular person that needs to be healed, if they let go and let it happen. Why? Because in truth, there's nothing to heal. You will see the outer healing, and you will realize that nothing can get in the way of it except our own limited idea of ourselves. The only thing in our way is ourself and our belief system. Now, healing cannot happen if anything in us still believes that we are here to suffer, or we are intended to suffer, or that something in the universe seeks to punish us or to hurt us in some way. How do we change that? Well, we change it by understanding that what we need to do is build a faith that cannot be founded in fear, to build a faith that is founded in love, as we talked about at the beginning of this program. The idea that we are centered in this awareness, and as a result of holding on to this idea and letting it be our way, we find out that we are stepping out of the shackles of superstition. We are allowing ourselves to rise from the darkness of fatalistic thinking, and we are moving higher and going forward from the new level of understanding. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.